Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for One-on-One with the Professional. We have Brett Harsh in here with us here from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And how you doing there, young man?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Well, it's good to see you. It looks like you're getting around pretty darn good. And it looks like everybody down there at the center is getting around pretty good, too. So what is bring us up to date?
So we do have some awesome news. As people, if you follow our Facebook page, you've been keeping up with us the last few weeks. But we have got our facility open back up for some inside visitation.
Whoa, back that up. Yeah. You said that opened up completely?
Yeah. So if there are some... There's some regulations and some guidelines that we have posted on Facebook that you have to follow regarding whether you've had a vaccine or if they've had one or if both parties have had one. It's kind of, and that just depends. You can still visit. The only difference is going to be some different rules regarding whether you still have to gown up or wear some mask when you visit your loved ones. But but as far as being able to actually see them and being able to visit with them in person, yes, we have opened back up. So it's been pretty positive. Pretty positive moods going around lately. Everybody, all the families getting to see each other. It's a lot of smiling faces and some really cool things going on.
A lot of step by step and making sure that everybody's cool. Right. And and it's not one size fits all. We get it.
Yeah,
because
right.
Not everyone's unique.
That is correct.
Now there is reason to celebrate. I understand that the residents there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab had a little bit of a celebration here recently.
So a couple weeks, I believe it's 2 weeks ago now, we did host our first cookout for some of the residents. It was a really fun time. We had the smoker going, grilled some hot dogs and hamburgers for them. Some of the employees decided to partake in it as well. They were coming out and eat, and it was really, really upbeat, fun, positive time. We had a couple guys come in. We had some live music going on to play some music, and that was really cool to see. They were really kind of, enjoying themselves. It's any kind of form of normalcy like that is really, really cool to see. And you could tell they really enjoyed it just by their spirits have been lifted the last few weeks. And that's, that right there makes it worth it all. So, the people that helped out with that, we had to thank as well. Just being able to see them outside interacting with each other and being able to have a good time and get some food and listen to some good music. It was really fun.
I can just feel that. I mean, that is just one of those things where the positivity just kind of feeds on itself.
Yeah, it really does. It's contagious. A lot of, as everybody says, I think it's an old saying. Attitudes are contagious. So when you're able to,
that's a good kind of contagious.
Yeah, that's the good kind of contagious. That's the kind of contagious we want around the facility, and that's been kind of the vibe the last couple 3 months now, really. Mm-hmm. So everybody's been doing a really good job of staying on top of it and being able to safely do these things as well. That's why we're able to do it, is because everybody's doing their part and being safe and being sure that that everybody is doing their part, I guess, to to be sure that we're still being aware of our surroundings and some of the rules and regulations, so we can have fun, we can open up and everything while still keeping everybody safe, because that is our number one priority.
Now we're speaking with Brett Harsh, and he is here with us with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. In baseball, everything is a streak, it seems like.
Yeah.
A winning streak, a hitting streak. But we've got a winning streak going on at the center, don't we? At the
we do.
Center.
We do. I don't want to jinx anything too bad.
No.
But we have. It has been great. You're right. We are still COVID free. We're going. I think we're going on 3, if not close to 4 months now.
Yeah.
I didn't go back and look at the numbers this morning yet to see how long it's actually been, but I'm pretty sure we are getting that 3.5 to 4 month range. So we've really been blessed. And it's hard work from everybody doing their part. Like I said earlier, just all the employees and the residents doing their part of being able to safely do some things.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been able to keep our streak alive. And God willing, we'll be able to continue to do that and keep the streak alive and just keep everybody safe. Because like I said, that is our number one priority. And as long as we can do that, then we feel like we're doing something positive.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. You think about when this first started to where we are and everything in between. It has not been easy, but we've had gradually just a little bit more daylight, a little bit more daylight. And right now, by golly, we can see it. And
yeah.
Speaking of seeing it, you got a nice view out there. Now, we talked about this last fall, and a few of the residents got to enjoy it, but I get the feeling that more will. today, maybe skip a week, and get some more.
Maybe you'll be able to sneak in some time on our new patio today, hopefully, because you're going to have to do it today, because it's kind of looking gloomy.
A couple
days to follow, but no, it has been great. Some of the flowers are really starting to bloom and are really pretty around the new patio, and that's actually the location that we did have our cookout in a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. So that was, they were able to sit out there and enjoy that too, and yeah, when the weather's nice, every time I walk by, there's several residents out there, you know. Sometimes it's the same one, sometimes others even get up and, you know, come out there and get some different residents out there as well throughout the day. So just being able to see that with the nice, you know, and warmer weather, like you said, we're gonna have to pause on that tomorrow probably.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you know, the weeks after that, as we get into the late spring and into the summer months, I think that's really going to be kind of the hot spot for everybody to be hanging out, and they really enjoy it. So you know, we've been blessed to be able to be fortunate enough to have that put in, to have that for them, and it has been good. And hopefully, you know, we can have some more activities and probably some more cookouts in the future out there as well, because it's a really cool spot.
I'm liking it a lot. A lot of hard work went into that too. Really?
Yeah,
did.
Yes, it did.
We're gonna roll up our sleeves for yet another big event coming up. That's coming up pretty quick.
So a week from today, actually, April 26th, we're hosting our next blood drive. This one will be back to normal as far as not normal as in the building yet, but as normal as far as back as not like last time where we had to have it at the hotel. They will be bringing the blood mobile bus back up, and we're going to be hosting it in our parking lot like we did the first two or three drives, mm-hmm. I believe. As of right now, they are still testing for the antibodies. They've gotten an extension on that. They did inform me of that. So I don't know how long the extension is. All they told me is that it was good for at least this one and probably the next one. So that'll be good, you know, people coming in and giving blood and helping out, and then being able to get tested for those antibodies to see kind of where they're at, if they've had it, you know, because a lot of people don't know if they were, you know, fortunate enough to not have symptoms. But they still want to be safe and you know, and leery of everything else that's going around. So being able to get in there and get tested for those, I know that's kind of a hot commodity. A lot of people like doing that as well. Mm-hmm. So as of right now, we still are only allowing the 29 spots, just safety precaution. We can only have two and three max. I think two actually now on the bus at a time. Mm-hmm. So they're still doing it in 15-minute intervals. Every 15 minutes, and you know, another person gets in there and gives some blood and gets tested for those antibodies. I have been, you know, in kind of some conversation, seeing about what we can do. You know, I don't want to promise anything, but hopefully, you know, maybe before the end of this year, we can allow them to come inside the building maybe and start hosting the blood drives there. And then that's when it won't be, well, I don't think it'll be as capped that way, because the more people that can get in and out of there, the more people that will be allowed to be in the building to give that blood. So that'll be good. But like I said, no, don't want to make any, you know, promises there just yet. We're still kind of in talks with them, and we still have to follow guidelines and some rules and regulations to be sure that everybody is, that it's going to be safe doing that. So, but as of right now, it is April 26th. We have about, I checked this morning, 7 or 8 slots left, so it's filled up fast. So if anybody else is wanting to get in there, they need to get online and get signed up, or call the facility and we can get you signed up. And the last couple, we've actually had to make a waiting list because there's been so many people that's wanting to get in there and give blood. So, but right now, we do have a few slots open.
Well, that's good to know. Speaking of open, at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, we have, I understand, just a handful of apartments still open for rent now.
Yeah, we do. The last time I checked, there was about 3 available. Mm-hmm. That means that they are up, running, ready, remodeled, ready to go. I believe our maintenance guys are still working on at least one or two more to mm-hmm. get them fully remodeled. They've been very busy. They work hard for us. They do everything for us. It's, you know, they're really good. So they are getting in there when they can and working on those and getting some more remodeled, so we'll have some more open ones. But we do have, I believe, the last time I checked, it kind of changes sometimes. I believe we had 3 available, possibly 4, but I know we had 3 available for mm-hmm. sure. And so if anybody is looking for one or knows some family members that is looking for a good place to live, then that'll definitely be an option. So.
Oh, very good. And how do we get a hold of you for the apartment?
So the apartments, you can
take a look, maybe.
Yeah. Right. So we do post about them on Facebook. A lot of the information and stuff's on Facebook. I'm out in the community. I hand out the flyers and things that give the layout and the everything that comes with it, the amenities and the pricing and everything. You can also contact us at 918-333-9545. Mm-hmm. 918-333-9545. That is just the main office phone, and they'll be able to kind of coordinate you and guide you through there and get your questions answered. But anything on social media, our website, which is BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, that's up to, there's information on there as well if they want to go in and just kind of at their own pace look at that. And then anybody that wants a flyer or anything like that, they can contact us as well, and we can get them that information.
And once again, let's go ahead and let everybody know about Inside Visitation in case you missed our conversation earlier here with Brett from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Tell us about the visitation again.
So our Inside Visitation is up and going. So so it's been, like I said, you know, very positive thing going around, a lot of smiling faces. You know, just you'll have to talk. Just like I said, it's depending on the vaccinations and the other thing with the health conditions, whether you have to wear the mask or gown up and things like that. There are certain guidelines and rules which have been posted on our weekly letter. If you follow our Facebook page, which is just Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, it's our business page that you can like and follow, and all the rules and regulations are on there. A little easier to just kind of read and follow that as you go along, instead of me, you know, listening to me go on and on about it. But you can call up as well. You can set up an appointment to come and visit your loved ones, and then they will, judging on your personalized information and your loved ones, and that's kind of what they'll go off of on what you're going to have to do to get in there to see them. But as far as being able to see them face-to-face, we are open back up. So it's really an exciting, good, exciting time. Something that small that makes everybody happy, just being able to see each other. But it's, you know, I think we really took that for granted, unfortunately, before all this happened. And and now that we're getting it back open, it's really a cool thing to see. You know, everybody is just so much happier, and the moods in general are just so much, they're uplifted. So it's awesome.
We might want to remind everybody that on the rehab side, we're still taking all kinds of precautions, though.
Oh, yeah.
Everything with safety in mind.
For sure. I mean, everybody is, you know, we all the employees, we all mask up. When we have, you know, when we're walking down the hallways, when we're dealing with residents, you know, speaking with them and everything, we still are taking those safety precautions. We follow all the CDC guidelines, and we get in there as much as we can to help out people and, you know, ensure their safety, because, like I said, that's our number one concern.
All righty. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Sharon. Appreciate that, too. Anyway, we have been talking with Brett here. And, Brett, this has really just been a ray of sunshine today, to coin a phrase.
Yes.
And it is always great to hear the good news. It is always great to hear all of the positive news. We've been having just so much of the downer whenever you turn on the 6 o'clock news on TV or you watch anything from the network.
Right.
It's like, oh, gosh. And then when we hear about all the positives going on right here in Bartlesville, especially at Bartlesville Health and Rehab, that is just really, really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, you had to feel good about walking in today going, hey, look what I got.
Yeah, exactly. When you get news like this and you're able to talk about stuff like this in such a positive manner, it, like I said, it just uplifts everybody's spirits, and it's really a welcoming sight to see things like that. And it's a lot easier to talk about stuff like this than any of the negatives that go around.
So
anytime we have good news, we want to make sure that we're getting out and sharing it, because this has been a very positive couple months, and we're looking to keep it going as well. So hopefully we can do that.
Oh, indeed. I've got faith in you, my brother.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where you are.
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. We are the facility located just north of the hospital. You might know us that way as well. We can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. And you can also reach us on our website at BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com or our Facebook page as well.
All right. I want to thank you again, Brett. It's always great to have you in here. It's always great to hear the good news. Oh, let's remind everybody of the blood drive once again, because that is coming up fast.
Right. So a week from today is our blood drive. On April 26th, which is a week from today, it'll be on Monday, from 9 to 4, and the appointment's going in 15-minute intervals on the blood mobile bus, so we're looking forward to that as well.
All right. Brett Harsh, thank you once again for being with us here on our one-on-one with the pros. Appreciate it.
Thank you.